Happy Easter, each and every one of you. What a beautiful, beautiful day. The day of the resurrection of Jesus Christ on this third day of the Triduum, the 3 days. This is by far the best story of history in our Bible. And I absolutely love to sit, and I thank all of our readers and our musicians to share the good news from the very beginning of the Bible throughout the prophets and then to the New Testament and to the Gospel. I absolutely love the Exultant, another place to hear a history that was written many hundreds of years after Jesus was on the planet with his death and resurrection. I absolutely love the line, "May this flame be found still burning by the morning star, the one morning star who never sets, Christ your Son, who, coming back from death's domain, has shed his peaceful light on humanity and lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen." We're also, we obviously seeing the light in two different ways, of the light of the Easter candle, the physical seeing of light in the darkness at night in our church. But in the Exultant, we're talking both about the Easter vigil and Jesus himself as the morning star that will never go away, that will always stay on. Is that's what Jesus does for each and every one of us every day. The disciples on this time, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus died, they were in a room scared and terrified. And all of a sudden, Jesus won the game against death. And these coward disciples went out into the streets in Jerusalem, to Rome, to Turkey, to the world. So how do we have 2 billion people around the world today that began with a coward group locking themselves in a room to stay away from those that could hurt them? That's the resurrection. The only person in all of humanity, no matter what prophet or guru or teacher in spiritual ways, Jesus is the only one that died and rose again. We tonight, as Catholics, as Christians, we have to share that good news. It's like if Jesus puts a line on the sand and says, "Well, you're either for me or against me." Then the angel said to the women in reply, when they saw his tomb, thinking he was dead in the tomb, "I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, just as he said." Jesus said what he was going to do, and he did it. "Come and see the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead." Brothers and sisters, we must grow in our relationship with Jesus Christ, who is a God-man that destroyed death and sin. And we have to be disciples, like the disciples that will listen in the Bible, that are scared now in what the readings we were listening to, and then they saw his body who was risen. Then he sends the Holy Spirit to give us strength and power. We have to be disciples of Jesus. We have to share the good news, and we have to show evangelization to welcome our brothers and sisters to come to our Lord and our Savior. Easter. the Easter of Jesus Christ. And we praise through God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we may receive the great gifts that He has given us in His life, in His death, His resurrection, the many gifts that we can receive as Catholics and Christians, of the Mass, of our baptism, of confession, confirmation, our wedding, holy orders, and the anointing of the sick. We have such a feast as Catholics to come to the feast here on earth and eventually in heaven. Jesus has shown us a new path, the only path of Him. As St. Paul said, "For if we have grown into union with Him through a death like His, we shall also be united with Him in the resurrection." Finally, I think about our gates that are wide open to Jesus in the tabernacle. And that is a sign of what it is like to go to the next level, of knowing that the gates of heaven are opened for us. And we have to stay close with Him now, so we can just resurrect in our life Jesus Christ, our angels and saints, to know that we can be with them for all eternity. Happy Easter. Alleluia. Alleluia. Easter is here.